Jnanatimarandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chaksur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Jutta Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavangscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatam Vitang Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitangscha Nana Shastra Vicharana Kinnipano Saddharma Sangstapako Lokanam Hitakarano Tribhuvane Manu Sharanakano Radha Krishna Pararavinda Vajana Nandena Mataliko Vande Rupa Sanatano Raguyago Shri Jivago Palago Jiva. I can hear what you say in there. Do they know that? They can't talk. What's the Russian word for whisper? There you go. Of course, there is, Adkenshin Mars told me, and the Zulu culture and one tribe that if the king saw people whispering, he assumed it was about a conspiracy, so they were killed. So he said, to this day, those people do not know how to whisper. It's not part of their culture. So, but no Zulu people I see. Maybe Zulu wannabe. But I can hear. I have very good hearing still. So, and whisper means talk like that. Doesn't mean murmur. Murmur and whisper are different. This is murmur. To talk like this, that's murmur. I can hear murmur. This is whisper. Hare Krishna. You can whisper, Hare Krishna. Or say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Or Udgita Kirtir, Hare Krishna. Like Babaji Maharaj, Hare Krishna. That's very good. Srila Jiva Goswami Prabhu's Tirubhav Maha Mahotsav, Srila Jagadish Pandit, and Srila Jiva Goswami Prabhu, he's like the youngster of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. The nephew, considered, of Rup Sanatan. And serving them like a junior, happily. Of course, we have to remember, in Vaishnava culture, they're seeing other Vaishnavas as guru. No Vaishnava thinks that they are a guru. We were discussing this the other day. Guru Maharaj at 92 was saying, I am a student and I shall forever remain a student. He said it with such dignity. I am a student and forever I shall remain a student. And he is our leader. So are we? Should we think our leader is a student? We do not see him that way. He heard Srila Saraswati Thakur in Madras say, he said, I am like the monitor of a class. In the absence of the teacher, one of the advanced students takes the class. And Guru Maharaj said, we didn't like to hear him say that. Because certainly we did not think like that. And we do not think like that. We think that he, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they descended from Goloka Vrindavan to distribute this divine substance. But in that realm, like in Guru Maharaj's poetry, the Braja, I always get it wrong, Braja Kanana Bahumanana Braja Guna Manjarim Gurima Guna Haribasana Vayanam Braja Kamala Priyanayanam Gunam. In that kunja, in the spiritual world, the Yukteswari presided over by Kamala Manjari, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, there is Guna Manjari, Gorkishordas Babaji Maharaj, Nayanamani Manjari, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. I was at the gate of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, and sometimes the Bengali children, they come by, as you know, curiosity or delightful curiosity. They're charmed to see that these shaibs, these white folks have come from remote corners of the world to the very center, Sri Navadip Dham. And they like to see what we do, how we move, and it provides endless amusement to them to observe us. And these little girls were in the front of the gate, and I like to ask their names. I asked this one, "What is your name?" And she said, "Nayanamani." I thought, how auspicious. That is the name, the internal name of our Param Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Nayanamani Manjari, the jewel of the eye of Srimati Radharani. That is his identity. And irresistibly drawn to the wealth of the melted heart of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he descended in this plane to distribute that divine substance, lokanam hitakarano tribhuvane, for the benefit of the world. And when we see the pictures of him, he is the personification of gravitas. Right? Although there are actually one or two pictures where you can see he's smiling, or very rare, but we're most familiar with these pictures that personify gravitas. But lest we think with some from some stereotype that would imply that he was less than affectionate or loving or sensitive, Srila Guru Maharaj wrote, Janakadika Batsalya Snigda Pradam. He's more affectionate than your own parent. Right? So whatever we may think of our parents, he's more affectionate than that. But that person who himself is so perfect in his Vaishnava Sadachar, although that seems, in his case, almost like damned by faint praise. Shiti Lidibidi Raga Radhya Radhe Sudvani Vilasatu Hridi Nityam Bhakti Siddhantavani Nikila Bhuvana Maya Chinnavich Chinnakartri Vibhura Bahulam Rigya Mukti Mohanta Datri. Smashing the karmis and the gyanis, Guru said, like dropping atom bombs on their misconceived theories, saying a devastator externally. Once Sripad Sagar Maharaj asked Guru Maharaj, he said, we don't know much about him personally, meaning Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, said, he must have been very sweet. and Guru Maharaj said, Prabhupada? he said, he said he had the sweetness of Vrindavan within, and it could only be detected within. So that means you had to have some depth of vision. If what you're looking for is a stereotype or a shell or a carcass, a caricature of spiritual substance. He can never be that. Right. So Guru Maharaj tells us, dive deep into reality. Don't be, as Janardhan Maharaj says, stranded on the surface. So that Saraswati Thakur Shitilita means he slackened, he made it easier for others to come in connection. He himself upheld the highest standards. But for others, as in Brothers Karamazov in the Grand Inquisitor section, the two brothers, or what are the names again? I always forget. But they're having a discussion, and one says, oh, I've written this story. You might want to hear. Remember, the one is the monk, and the other one's not. But the one who's not a monk is reading his story about Jesus to the one who is a monk. And he says, and it's a whole section known most often as the Grand Inquisitor, because the Grand who led the Spanish Inquisitions in Spain, and this little story of his, he meets Jesus. Jesus comes back, and they don't have a discussion. It's a monologue of the Grand Inquisitor speaking to Jesus. And one of the things he says is that, he said, you know, you got the whole thing going, and, you know, that's to your eternal credit. You know. He said, but, you know, besides you and your saint friends, who can follow this? Who can adhere to these standards? And if there was, I don't want to say it was a mistake or a fault in what you presented, but in retrospect, the idea you put forth that it was ultimately people have free will and they decide. Like Brahmishe Tadashe Shena Yatechasi Tata Kuru. Krishna, who could compel everyone to obey him. He's not like the angry God of the Bible, you do what I say or I'll smite thee from the face of the earth. He could compel everyone to obey him, says to Arjuna, Brahmishe Tadashe Shena Yatechasi Tata Kuru. Consider what I've said. This is at the end of the Bhagavad Gita. After they discussed all these, the karma yoga, jnana yoga, this yoga, that yoga, but not hot yoga or like swinging kind. But he says, consider what I've said and do what you wish to do. That's inconceivable, that the infinite would say that to the finite. We don't think of Arjuna as a ordinary finite. But in this context, that the infinite gives the option to the finite to, how do you say, respectfully disagree, politely to agree to disagree, to do, consider what I've said and do what you wish to do. You might want to adopt my infinite perspective, might broaden your outlook, but do what you wish to do. I think the Grand Inquisitor says to Jesus, you burdened people with free will, the concept of free will. They can't handle it. You can't handle the truth. They can't handle it. Because they can't live up to you and your saint standards, they feel guilty. Right? What did Emerson say? Or Thoreau, I always get them, maybe one of them, the mass lead lives of quiet desperation for various reasons. In this case, he's saying, the guilt of knowing that you're not up to mark, you're not up to the standard, you're not really following everything. You burden them with that it was up to them. They make this choice. They're responsible for the choices they make. So, but seeing that the suffering that caused people, we modified this to be that we let them sin a little. We have some parameters, some regulations. We regulate their sinning, basically, just like they do in the Vedas. He didn't say that, I said that. He said, and we've got them handing their freedom to us on a golden plate, and they're free from the burden of free will. So I don't see where you would fit in the present context. So, why did I say that? Because,
Krishna, who can compel yeah. everyone to obey him.
Right, but I said, Saraswati Thakur, so how he is mercifully, we can say, well, who can follow that standard? Saraswati, what did Lord Jetland say of England, who loved India, Gaudiya Math, Saraswati Thakur, he said, after meeting him and he was surrounded by his sannyasins, he said, I felt as if I'd met Jesus and the 12 apostles. That's what he said. Very impressed, touched his heart. But he's the one who asked Goswami Maharaj, can you make me a Brahmin? Can I become a Brahmin? Goswami Maharaj, yes. Then, but you have to follow, illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, gambling. And he said, oh, that is impossible. We were doing Harinam initiations in Eastern Europe. And, this was around 1977 or so. And, so in Eastern Europe, to study Russian in high school was compulsory. So that means that everybody spoke a little Russian. And when we would have these meetings, these little festivals, and there'd be people from Bulgaria, East Germany, the DDR, Hungary, Romania, Yugoslavia at the time, Poland, Czechoslovakia, And when we have to do the initiation, we'd say you can state the four regulative principles. Yeah. And sometimes we'd go from one language to another language to another language, but they use Russian as a medium sometimes because the Romanians don't know German, the Germans don't know Romanian, but they had Russian in high school. So Russian could be used, probably not, top flight Russian, but workable Russian, a little conversational too. But it would kind of go around, And this one person, I remember, from Bulgaria, he's like on his knees, kind of shaking, and he's trying, he says, and so he's thinking, because we keep doing that, he'll try and do it in English to just save time, And so he's going for regular, he goes, not to meet? And everyone goes, yeah, not to drugs? Yeah, each thing he said, they're like cheering, And then he gets, and he's like fumbling, like he does three out of four. And then he's like trying to like, what's the last one, And he goes, not to black market? And everyone goes, ha, ha, ha. And he goes, oh, black market, okay. Because everyone was laughing. He thought, is it all right? Black marketing's okay. No. So he could have said what Lord Jetland said to Goswami Maharaj, that is impossible. not possible for us. So Saraswati Thakur, he surprised everyone, Guru Maharaj most of all, in Bombay, when he said that for preaching in the West, we should sometimes recall that, you know, he left the world at 63 years of age. And as Prabhupada said, and others have said, prematurely, we can consider. And he had planned, that was in December 31st of 1936, January 1st of 1937, planned spending the next 10 years of his life in preaching in the West, in England and other places. So he sent the Sri Krishna Chaitanya book that had been commissioned through Professor Sanyal as like the opening salvo for this war against Maya. Right? Kirtan means a fight. Krishna conception, fighting against Mayic misconception. Declared totalitarian war against Maya, etc. And then he had planned, after some, you know, like a beachhead was established, to go himself, and then so he would sometimes reveal his thinking to his disciples, and he said, you know, I think when we're there, we will have we can have a youth hostel for the students, and for the non-vegetarians, we can arrange meat from local restaurants. And Guru Maharaj, being a Bhattacharya Brahmin, right, this blew his mind. He couldn't contain himself and said, you know, expressing his disbelief, he said, I think the end result of that policy would be to introduce contamination into the mat. And he said, Saraswati Thakur said to him, and he said these words were like a thunderbolt striking his heart. He said, oh no, you don't understand. I decided this 10,000 years ago. Not that this just popped into my mind. No, I have vetted this. For how long? 10,000 years ago, I thought about this. And Guru Maharaj was shocked, and he said, you have to have Vaikuntha Vritti, which means, in this context, Vaikuntha means unlimited, and here it means like liberal and generous to the extreme, and accommodating other, he's saying, that's the principle we have to employ if we're going to extend Krishna consciousness to others. And if that came from someone who was not the personification of gravitas, the person who had chanted 192 rounds a day in seclusion in the jungles of Mayapur, and it was perfect in every aspect of Vaishnava Sadachar, it might be suspect. But coming from Srila Saraswati Thakur, it had the stamp of, you know, divine sanction in the background, some mercy dispensation to bring others in. So Shiti Liti Vidi Raga Radya Radhesha Dvani, Guru Maharaj immortalized that in this line of one of his slokas glorifying Srila Saraswati Thakur. So, in another verse, he says, Sri Jiva Te Justiti. Sometimes he would say, our Guru Maharaj was an incarnation of Jiva Goswami. He doesn't mean personally, he means functionally. Why do they keep doing that? consciousness. You'll have to make it so that no one can do that. Put a little box around it with a key or something. Sri Jiva Tej, just the word Tej is there. Tej can mean like fire-like intensity. And what, as Guru Maharaj says, and as Bhaktivinoda Viraha Dasagam, Jivadyeya Abhirakshitam Sukha Shiva Brahma Samanitan. Jivadyeya Abhirakshita, just like his name, Rakkak, Rakshaka, guardian, protector. Jiva Adyay, Jiva and Baladev, Abhirakshita, protecting the line of Rup and Raghunath, Rup Sanatan, from adulteration, from imitation, from those who would challenge its legitimacy. Right? He writes the Satsandarbhas, this six canto-like work, six division, where he's establishing the supremacy of the Bhagavat Purana, among many other things. And we say, why is that a necessity? As you know, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumarto Mahan, Vishwanath says. It's the Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam, the Amala Purana, the spotless Purana, not a tinge of sattva, raja, or tama there. 100% pure, right? No adulteration. Kaivalya means no adulteration. That appears in the end. Guru said, that's what it really means, no adulteration. Doesn't mean oneness in the stereotypical sense. So, Rupa and Sanatan, particularly Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasa Shastras, Vidagdha Madhava, Lalita Madhava, Raghunath Das and the Mukta Charit, is telling the story of when, you know, Radharani and Braja Gopis and Krishna, they do have some competitive gardening. But what does that mean in the world where Vaikunthir Priti Vyadi Sakala Chinmoy, where even the soil is mukta? The Mukta Charit, mukta means liberated, so also means pearls. And they're going to grow pearls. Anyway, such a beautiful, fantastic story. Somebody can say, and he's saying this when Krishna gave some pearl necklace to the Queen Rukmini. He's saying, where did this come from? And he said, oh, there was a time when pearls grew. And it reminds him of Vrindavan, and he tells this story. Then you can say, well, where did that story come from? How do we know it's authentic other than the quality of the spiritual substance that is there? One of the writers, modern writers, praising another modern writer, said, all the proof we need of the substance of what he's giving is his authorial voice. So he can say that about a modern writer, and that's a very nice thing to say. And on a certain level, true. He's saying just the power of what he's presented is so overwhelming, just his authorial voice. You need no more than that. But in this case, if someone challenges the authenticity of what has been revealed by Raghunath Das Goswami or Rupa Goswami or Sanatan Goswami, this story of Gopakumar and the Brihad Bhagavatamritam, someone can say, is that a true story? Like someone said to Guru Maharaj about the Jagannath, not them, it was about another deity, or some original thing. Is it the original? It could be any one of a number of things. Is that the original Kadamba tree? Is that the original deity of Nimai Pandit? Is that? And Guru Maharaj said, they changed the deity of Jagannath every so many years, 12, whatever it be. Right? He said, is that Jagannath? When you go to the Rath Yatra and you on the car, you see Jagannath. Is that Jagannath? We could say, you could look and see that it is, and you will feel that it is, and he will look at you. He will see Jagannath look at you. So when they say, here's the new $100 bill, is it a $100 bill? Some people in the beginning go, I'm not taking, you know. But in time, they're taking. Because it's what's behind it that makes it a $100 bill. Right? And it's a $100 bill. It's not that, no, it's a $100 bill. It has that value. It is that thing. It's that substance. So, on the one hand, the higher devotees, they read Mukta Charit, Vidagdha Madhava, and understand what is there. Charitamritam. When Krishna has Kaviraj Goswami saying, Krishna says this and Krishna says that, somebody saying, where does he say that? Did he say, is that in a Purana somewhere? Can you verify that he actually said that? Someone has to do this seva. That person is Srila Jiva Goswami. He's here. That Rup and Sanatan cannot be bothered, right, by that section. But Jiva's willing to be bothered. That's his humility and his service attitude toward the lotus feet of Rup, Sanatan, Raghunath, etc. Gopal, Bhatta. But Raghunath, he'll do that and show you everything they've given. I can show you Puranic support, Vedic support, Vedantic support for everything that you find there. That's his seva. So Guru Maharaj points out, Gurudev as well, that only in his case that for his seva. And it's like he had to go to school. Which I think is also, it's one of his pastimes, but he studies Sanskrit. I think if I had to adjust that, I'd say like, to understand what's passing as Sanskrit of the day and what their concerns are. And he was familiarizing himself with that. But you could say from another point of view, the gopis do not speak Sanskrit. And only when they talk to devatas. Otherwise, they speak their own style, village talk. But if they're talking to a devatas, respectfully, they do their best. You know, to speak received Sanskrit. And there's a few lines directly from Srimati Radharani's divine lotus lips in the Charitamritam that give you some sense of that. But from whatever angle of vision you approach it, he did go to school and familiarize himself, I like to say, with the Sanskrit of the day, so that he could perform this service to Rup, Sanatan, Raghunath, Gopal, Bhatta. And one example comes to mind on what level he is, that I told Rupa Goswami, writing his divine poetry, Ballabha Bhatta, who prides himself on his scholarship, he's visiting. Just that you can visit Rupa Goswami could just blow your mind. You know, you could meditate on that. Not that you could, but that somebody can. You can meditate on that. But while visiting, he's privileged to see the works of Rupa Goswami. And he's a Sanskritian. He said, "Oh, I think you have a flaw in this line here." "Oh, thanks. I'll change that." Goes to bathe in the Jamuna. This is caught by the ear of Jiva Goswami, who he has no egoistic pride, but he's willing to sacrifice his reputation and to uphold the dignity of Rupa Sanatan. But he's a boy, like a teenage boy in Balabhabhatas, and probably middle-aged man, respectable in every way. He's bathing in Jamuna, and Jiva Goswami might be there, like, washing the pots. I have a friend that we all know, Jitendra Mohan Prabhu, is very famous for washing pots. So I would tell him, I'm a pot washer, and if you get to wash the pots in the Krishna consciousness movement, it's a very fortunate position. We're told, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, besides singing the Bhagavatam in three varieties of melodies and cooking at times for Mahaprabhu, also wash pots. Any service and connection. Radha Dasyam, Radharani is the major domo of the domestic affairs of Krishna. Any connection with that seva is all auspiciousness in our lives. So this devotee, co-disciple of Srila Prabhupada, I used to serve at ISKCON Press. This was before the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust. And this was in New York, in Brooklyn, and the temple president in New York, they felt that the press devotees had some attitude, like prima donnas, or, we make the books, that kind of thing, And so they thought it would be healthy if they would do temple service. Come over to the temple, wash some pots, help out in the kitchen, that kind of thing, in addition to this all-important book publishing. As Jiva Goswami says, kirtan is the best. Of the nine, kirtan is the best. For everyone, really, but particularly for those in the, not to say that kirtan is for neophytes, but for the neophytes, kirtan, the emphasis on kirtan should be there. In other words, smaranam is for a very high stage of development. But kirtan is assumed. I mean, the gopis, they're doing kirtan all the time, 24 hours a day. Krishna kirtana gana nartana puro premam nimam nini. Dira dira janapriyo priyakaro nirmatsaro pujito sri chaitanya kripaburo bhuvibhubo bharavahantarako bande rupa sanatano raguyago sri jivago bhavagano. But Jiva Goswami laying stress on kirtan. And Guru Maharaj said it's also, and that means preaching. It means, he said, it's indispensable for personal development to extend Krishna conception to others. Montaigne, or to our French, any French people here, Montaigne, or however you say it, invented the essay to clarify in his own mind what it is he was experiencing and absorbing. So by kirtan, by extending Krishna conception to others, in a modest, natural way, it helps solidify what we understand or don't understand. And then, particularly with what we haven't represented properly, then we know to give that focus. So, why did I say that? About
the nine kirtan is the best.
Before. Oh, Balabhata and Jiva Goswami sacrificing his reputation. Because, you know, the humility of the Vaishnavas. The God brother, you know, the attitude of the, so they told us we should do that. So it was my day to go and wash pots in the temple. So I'm there and I'm assigned this partner. And he's already there. And there's a soap dish. And in the soap dish, he has an index card with a Sanskrit verse, the first verse of the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. I said, "What are you doing?" He says, "I'm learning Sanskrit." I said, "Oh, okay." And the idea was like, while we're washing pots, we could be learning a verse. And I remember the verse happened to be, "Imam vivasvate yogan proktavan aham avayam vivasvan maname praha manurikshvakave bravit." About how Krishna instructed, vivasvan, ikshaku, etc. And I thought, this is really fun. I'm going to look forward to washing these pots. And later, fast forward, he becomes a Sanskrit scholar in time and translates everything. And I run into him, and he's since left the world. I run into him in Vrindavan around 2000 or so, and I see him, and I said, because he used to send me every book he translated, he'd send me a copy. I said, "What are you working on now?" He said, "I'm not." I go, "Well, what, there's nothing more to translate?" He goes, "No, I translated everything." Like everything. He was just... So, and we laughed, and I was remembering when we washed pots together and learned the slokas from the Bhagavad Gita. And he said, "Yeah, there are only two positions in the Krishna consciousness movement, that's present configuration. Pot washer or Sanskrit scholar." And I said, "But you're both a pot washer and a Sanskrit scholar." So Jiva Goswami is washing pots down in the Jamuna. Balabhata there to bathe. And Jiva Goswami says, "I couldn't help but overhear your suggestion to Sri Rupa about that particular line." I told him that should make that correction. Yes. He was from England. And Jiva Goswami said, "But actually," you remember, Jiva Goswami wrote the Harinamamrita Vyakaran. He not only can he teach you Sanskrit perfectly, but he can teach it through the medium of Krishna Nam, all these different names of Krishna. So then who is Jiva Goswami? So we say, he went there to learn Sanskrit. What did he do? Like, writes the book on how to learn Sanskrit. Like, "Oh, I see how you're teaching it here. Here's another method that you might enjoy." It's using all the different names of Krishna. I just put it together myself in my spare time. Extra, do I get extra credit? So he says to Balabhata, "If you consider this, that, and the other thing, you'll see that actually what Rupa wrote is perfect." And Balabhata is like, "Oh, I see what you're, thank you. Thanks for sharing. I have to get back to him." He goes back to Rupa Goswami and said, there's some boy washing pots down on the banks of the Jamuna who's really exceptional. And Jiva Goswami said, I think I know who that is. And he showed me how what you wrote is perfect. And I realized it's my mistake. I wasn't considering these other things. And so, excuse my operad, but what you, it should, you know, stet, remain as it was. That, some fault on my part. And Rupa Goswami think, oh. Then he calls Jiva Goswami before him and ousts him from his ashram because he's thinking, he's young, Balabhabhatta is senior, this is inappropriate, Marjata Bhyatikram, you're crossing over the dignity and respect due an elder. Maybe some ego there that's unhealthy, arrogant self-assertion. He's saying all that, right, because of his humility. Right? So he's oust from the ashram. Just as when Vrindavan Das Thakur, who is one of Nityananda Prabhu, as Jagadish Pandit, we're told, is one of the intimate associates of Nityananda Prabhu and led kirtans in Puri and later established the Jagannath deities in Navadvip. I forget which dweep. Is it Madhya Dweep? Or I'm not sure, but they show to this day that the deity of Zvevi, they use this like log to carry them, and the pujaris bring out that very log, you know. So those deities are visited every year by all the Navadvipam Parikramis. But so when Vrindavan Das Thakur, who's so overwhelmed by the mercy of the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu, he's bathing in the dust of the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu, drowning in it happily, and only wanting to sprinkle that dust on others. When he's aware that someone does not appreciate for out of madness the opportunity that lies before them, Preme Mata Nityananda Kripa Avatar, the Kripa Avatar, Nityananda Prabhu, so intoxicated with Krishna Prema, he makes no distinction. That's the important point. See, he's not seeing who's qualified, he gets does, who's not. Not. He's so, as a person in the deep depths of drunkenness, intoxication, has lost all this, they don't know who they're with, the quality of the people, it doesn't matter to them. They just want them to have a drink with them and be like them. Drink this nectarine substance and be like me. That's why he's saying he's so merciful. He's unaware of any lack of qualification. That's who you want to approach. He's saying, but such a merciful Lord is Nityananda, and you have no appreciation for this, and Gaur Nityananda. Right, you know, and, the Avadhut, you know, then I want to kick your teeth in, you fool. And I'm like, whoa. And then he said, the Vaishnavas, they're so affectionate, more than your father. Now he's saying, I want to kick your teeth in. And so the Sahajiyas, just when you thought they couldn't get it any more wrong than they do, descend to a new level, depth of delusion. Say, oh, you see, Vrindavan Das, Kaviraj Goswami is saying, Jagai madhai hoite muiste papishta, Purishera kita hoite muishe lagishta. I'm more sinful than Jagai and Madhai. Lower than the worm and the stool. But what I'm telling you, this about Mahaprabhu, there's nothing higher than this. That I guarantee you. How humble he is, and then Vrindavan does, if you don't accept what I say, I'm going to kick your teeth in. Not lacking the humility that, of course, we have. You know, those assembled here. And Saraswati Thakur said, no, how merciful is Vrindavan. He's one of the Dwadasha Gopals of Nityananda Prabhu. All the associates of Nityananda Prabhu are as merciful as he and more. Right? He said, by his kicking, he has opened a new channel for the Lord's mercy. How merciful he is. And Guru Maharaj said, just as when we see the children sometimes, either they're with their parents, and the parents, they always want to go and, you know, introduce them to some person, and sometimes they misbehave, and they go over and like kick that person. They're going, oh, you know, and they go, oh, he's normally really nice, you know, like, come on, you know. And they're like, pull the kid away. And then the parents have to come and massage them and comfort them and apologize profusely. And, you know, he's saying, so Gaur and Nityananda have so much love for Vrindavan Das Thakur. If he kicks your teeth in, then Gaur Nityananda must give themselves to you. So in this way, he's opened a new channel for the Lord's mercy. So the Sahajiyas, never passing up an opportunity to be wrong or commit offense to the higher section, offend the higher section, say, oh, Jiva Goswami does not have the humility of Rupa and Sanatan. Well, why do you say that? Well, when the, not only the Balabhabhata incident, one strike right there, but when that, you know, conquering pundit came to debate Rupa, you can imagine Rupa Goswami, they have, what is that? Nidra, Hara, Vihara. They're like sleeping very little, living on different trees. They don't even stay on the same tree all the time. That's like Guru Maharaj, like Kadam Kandi. Whatever we see now, just understand, there's a tree there that Rupa Goswami stayed on. Kadam. That's what it is. And what did he produce there? Why did it resonate so deeply in the heart of Srila Guru Maharaj that Saraswati Thakur said, your place? He's writing, Vidagdha Madhava, Lalita Madhava, all these wonderful things, collecting his favorite slokas like Chintamani Gems, Padyavali, and that person comes saying, I want to debate you. Look at the book of all those I've defeated. I want to add your name. Rupa Goswami, no debate necessary. Just, oh, thank you. He leaves. Sanatana Goswami, right? Brihad Bhagavatamritam. Hari Bhakti, looking through Gopal Bhatta's notes, structuring. I'm defeating so many. Look, even Rupa Goswami signed. I want to debate you. Oh, no debate necessary. Rup Sanatan. You say, no, this is my lucky day. Let's go for three. The hat trick. Right. And he approaches Jiva Goswami. Just see my, I mean, you're a boy, but still. You're the only one left that I see. I've already got Rupa Sanatan, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, admitting defeat by me. Want to add your name to the list, or do we need a debate? Jiva Goswami said, I don't believe that. No, it's true, I have right here. Let me see that. And see for yourself. you must defeat me. I am their humble, aspiring servant. And then, of course, Jiva Goswami defeats that man. And the Sahaji is saying, see, that ego came. But that Abhiman is divine. It's divine substance. He is man shunyata. If Abhiman comes to one who is man shunyata, what is it? Man shunyata means he has no concern about worldly reputation, what other people say. Right? Vaishnavi pratishta tati koronishta, like Saraswati Thakur is saying, we concern ourselves with the opinions of the Vaishnavas. The great pragmatist Richard Rorty said, we should concern ourselves with the opinions of those who matter. He's saying, so whether they're gods or goddesses, who knows? What, are you going to live your life according to what pleases Zeus? How do you know? God, Zeus. He's saying, but you know me, I know you. Something like that. I know you, you know, we're a happy family or something. I think he was under the influence of Barney. So then he says, but we know each other, and your opinion matters, my opinion matters, everyone does here. And say, like our gardener here, maybe he can't express that to everyone. Someone's a writer, they write from his character's point of view, like a Faulknerian kind of thing, and they express his opinion. So, and what he's doing, he's taking a shortcut to who may express your opinion better than you? A great writer. We mentioned Dostoevsky before, right? Why do people like Shakespeare so much? Harold Bloom says, Shakespeare invented the human. That's his hook to get you to read his book. But what he means is all these Shakespearean character archetypes we've come to know through Shakespeare, they resonate with everybody because they're archetypes of different types of human beings. So he said, he invented the human. And in a sense, he did, because you don't personally know Shylock, but when you hear the character of him, it resonates with you. So he's saying, so we should concern ourselves with the opinions of those whose matter. That means everyone. And that's a pragmatic way of approaching organizing life, society. He's saying, but it may be these writers who best express what people feel, think, believe, right? Even more so than they're capable of doing. That's why when someone reads a book, they go, oh, that resonated with me. You know, everything I'm unable to express is expressed there. So this all sounds good up to a point, but what he's done in the process is thrown the gods and goddesses out the window, right? Because we can't verify. But see, it's a clever sleight of hand and saying, but where do we get the best representation of the opinions of others? From writers. And what do the best writers write? Fiction. Right? Art is a lie that tells the truth. If you want to tell the truth, write fiction. So you're saying, but what your objection to the thing about the gods in the beginning is it's not verifiably true. But where will we find the truth? But in fiction. Which, by its own definition, is not objectively true. But it contains within it truth. So then what is your objection to hearing from the gods and goddesses who you cannot verify whether they're objectively true or not, if what is said by the gods and goddesses and then the Puranas and the Vedas is a truth that resonates with you? What about the authorial voice of Veda Vyas? So man shunyata means Vaishnavi pratishta tate koro nishta. We are concerning ourselves with the opinions of those who matter. But in our opinion, the opinions of Rup, Sanatan, Bhatta, Raghunath, Sri Jiva, Gopal, Bhatta, Das, Raghunath, that matters. Right? You're going to believe me or your own eyes. Right? A rope is a snake is a rope. Srivas, Abhiram Thakur did that to Srinivasacharya when he visited to test his faith. See, a rope is a snake is a rope. And I was thinking about this, and then I thought, it might be easy to like the rope to snake thing. You know, like you could pretend. But the snake to rope would be tougher. To see an actual snake and take it to be a rope, that's ratcheting it up a few notches. You're going to believe me or your own eyes? Right? That's what this is about. Ajnana timarandasya jnananjana salakaya. We're so proud of our eyes and what we see. But and Blade Runner, the Chinese guy who genetically made eyes, when he meets the replicants, they want to find, you know, who their maker is. And when he sees them, he goes, I made your eyes. And the replicant says, if you could see what I've seen with your eyes, you're going to believe me or your own eyes? That's what the spiritual proposition is. And the human in us, humanist in us, the doubting Thomas, you know, just that's too much, right? That the guru is going to contradict, may contradict. If they don't contradict what you see, you're being defrauded. That's why what Saraswati Thakur said required reconceptualization. That means a new type of seeing, which is what the primal guru mantra is about to begin with. So to understand the humility of Srila Jiva Goswami requires a new type of seeing, which has been extended to us by the jewel in the eye of Srimati Radharani Srila Saraswati Thakur, who is Sri Jiva Tejastisi, Srila Jiva Goswami incarnate, that same vision there in the modern world. It's too much to conceive practically. So the abhiman of Jiva Goswami is to like take like fire with full strength to defend the dignity of Rupa and Sanatan in this line, as Srila Saraswati Thakur did. There's a similarity there as well, beyond the obvious scholarship, overt scholarship, and penetrating shastric analysis. But still, Rupa Goswami, it's their play. Right? When Guru Maharaj was praising Gurudev for this, one of his pastime, Leela, when some man said, what kind of sadhu are you? You know, and Gurudev said, in 6 months, you'll know you met a sadhu. You at least met one, you know. Guru Maharaj liked to tell a story. 6 months later, the man was very ill. He came, fell at the feet of Srila Govinda Maharaj begging forgiveness. I understand what such a powerful sadhu you are. And I was telling that story to Gurudev once to try and pray, and he said, no, I was a little arrogant then. Like he was saying, I was just a kid, you know. But Guru Maharaj told the story as praise. But Gurudev, it made him cringe a little bit. He wasn't 100% pleased about his performance in that instance. But here, this is divine pastime. So Rupa Goswami oust Jiva Goswami from his ashram. Sanatan Goswami maybe moving to his next tree, encounters Jiva Goswami on the road. What are you doing here? Like the man who found Babaji Maharaj on the Bhakti Siddhanta Road in Mayapur. Babaji Maharaj, what are you doing here? Oh, Sridhar Maharaj ousted me from Chaitanya Saraswat Math. What? What? Why is Sridhar Maharaj is doing such things? He said, oh, every year the Sahajiyas, they have this kirtan, and I like to go, and I listen to that kirtan. Oh, then Sridhar Maharaj is done right. You should be thrown out. Of course, later, Babaji, the Gurudev and Guru Maharaj are on Guru Maharaj's veranda, and you hear coming down the road, and you go, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, and coming down the road. It's the unmistakable approach of Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. He comes through the gate, spiraling, go upstairs, trying to Guru Maharaj, and say, but Babaji Maharaj, you were ousted from this mat. Why have you returned? He said, it is true, you ousted me from your mat. But you didn't say I couldn't come back. And Guru Maharaj said, that is true. And happily he rejoined their association. Now Sanatana Goswami said, why Rupa has ousted you from his ashram? And I wanted to defend him. I could not tolerate Balabhabhatta's finding fault with the pearl-like writing, not only in form, but in substance of Srila. He's generating muktas as he writes. And he found fault with it. I could not tolerate that. It gave pain to my heart. And to defend the dignity of the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami, I said, had to say something. I couldn't contain myself. Then Sanatana Goswami approaches Rupa Goswami. Says, what kind of ashram are you running here? What? Haven't you heard these Vaishnava principles about, Jive Doya, Nama Ruchi, Vaishnava. Yes. Jive Doya, you should be merciful to the Jivas. Yes. There's one Jiva nearby who's crying. He's been ousted from your ashram. I didn't say he couldn't come back. Then he rejoins them. In this pastime, everybody gets chastised by their leader, Sanatana Goswami Prabhu. So chastise is also sweet from the Vaishnavas and endearing. So if Jiva Goswami reads you the Riot Act, record it, and relish it and meditate on it for the rest of your life, how fortunate you are to come in connection with him. How beautiful those words must be, how their song, it's a type of song. When the Brajagopis are complaining in Vrindavan, it's in song. It's a song about what the naughty things Gopal is doing. So they're singing a song to Yashoda about all the wrong things Gopal is doing. And that's giving her heart great joy. And she's singing in return and response to their complaints. And that's giving their hearts great joy. Katāgānam natyagamanam. And they're dancing, their movements and their song. And it's so sweet and it's becoming sweeter still. By the voicing of the complaints, the response. So, how divine they are. And how attached to the six Goswamis Srila Prabhupada was and had to be, if not, one of his favorite songs. Bande Rupa Sanatano Raguyago Shijivago Palago. The clock says it's 2. Oh, okay. Hare Krishna. Do you have that, a songbook? Can at least, that would be nice. Srila Jiva Goswami Prabhu Tirubha Mahamahutabhatiti Kidai. And Jiva Goswami says, Goptritve Bharan. That is the principal unga of Sharanagati. To ask for shelter, for Krishna to give you shelter, protection, shelter. And then everything else will follow. And he said, that is the principal, unga, saranga, saranagati.